pretty much everyone has a basic understanding of commas. They're separators, they're weaker than periods, and they work within a single sentence. No one seems to have any trouble with any of that. Yet it seems everyone makes comma mistakes. So why, if commas are so conceptually easy, are there so many comma mistakes? Well, the devil's in the details. Commas are extraordinarily versatile little marks, and as such, there are a whole lot of rules governing their use. Rules that for a lot of people prove just too much to keep up with. So sometimes it's more helpful to focus not on all the rules, but on the places where comma use goes wrong. With that in mind, here are some of the most common comma mistakes I see. This first one's kind of subtle. Think about the sentence, "Students read the book Oliver Twist." Would you put a comma after book? The answer lies in the relationship between the noun phrase "the book" and the noun phrase "Oliver Twist." Sometimes the reason two noun phrases are placed right next to each other is that the first noun phrase is really modifying the second. But in other cases, the second noun phrase could just be a restating of the first, which we call an appositive. Think about the sentences, "Her husband, a great guy, remembered their anniversary," and "The CEO, Calvin Jones, led the conference." In both these cases, it's clear that the second noun phrase is just a way of restating the first noun phrase. Her husband, who, by the way, is a great guy. The CEO, whose name, by the way, is Calvin Jones. This is what we mean by appositives. Now consider the sentence, "To the runt of the litter, he gave the name Becky." Here, our second noun phrase, Becky, doesn't seem tacked on. It's not like our CEO sentence where you can just take out the second one and not lose anything of your sentence. If you did that here, you'd get, "To the runt of the litter, he gave the name," which doesn't seem like a complete thought. It probably leaves the reader wondering, what name? So in this case, the first and second noun phrases are not on equal footing. One builds on the next. So back to our first example sentence. The students read the book Oliver Twist. Is the title Oliver Twist simply an appositive of the noun phrase "the book"? If you drop it, does the sentence lose something? Probably. Though it's possible that the sentence "the students read the book period" is just as meaningful without the title, that's probably not the case. Only if you're 100% sure the reader knows which book is the book does this shorter version stand alone as well as the original. But for your reader to know which book is the book, you would have had to have already given them the title, which means it doesn't make sense that you'd be giving it to them again. So here, the words "the book" are probably just playing second fiddle to the title Oliver Twist, working as an adjective to modify that title. So in the sentence, "the students read the book Oliver Twist," a comma would not be a good choice. Another common comma problem I see is commas between coordinate adjectives. Think about the sentence, "the hikers saw a big, scary mountain lion." When posed with a sentence like this, a lot of people wouldn't realize that the words before "lion" get different treatment. So they would write, "big, comma, scary, comma, mountain lion." That first comma would be right, but the second one would be wrong, due to a concept known as coordinate versus non-coordinate adjectives. Coordinate adjectives are ones that all have the same relationship to the noun. They could just as easily be connected with the word "and" as with a comma. "He was a nice and kind and gentle and sweet man." And since the word "and" is called a coordinating conjunction, you can see the logic of calling these coordinate adjectives. This brings us to the simplest, quickest way to decide whether to put a comma between adjectives. When in doubt, just try putting the word "and" between them instead and see how it sounds. For example, "a big and scary lion" makes sense, but "a big and scary and mountain lion" does not. Mountain has a closer relationship with lion. So treat that as part of the noun and do not put a comma in front of it. Another useful test, try moving the adjectives around. If they work equally well in different places, these are coordinate adjectives and you should use commas. A nice, kind, gentle, sweet man isn't any different from a kind, sweet, gentle, nice man. But do you see how that is different from a scary mountain big lion? Another common comma problem I call commas without partners. It occurs when a writer forgets that commas work in pairs anytime they're setting off parenthetical information. Now by that information could mean something like Inc. after a company name, or the name of a state after a city, or the year after a date. In all these cases, you may not need a comma before, but if you have one before, you need one after. Inserted words, phrases, and clauses can also be parenthetical information, including the appositives we discussed earlier, or longer things like relative clauses that begin with which or who. For example, the sentence Jane Doe, comma, a Pulitzer Prize winner, comma, will give a talk. Here you need that second comma to set off that inserted phrase. Similarly, in Jane Doe, comma, who flew in from Montreal last night, comma, will give a talk, you need that second comma as much as you need the first. The most famous comma error, the dreaded comma splice, doesn't really seem all that common to me. Maybe that's because avoiding it is so easy. A comma splice just means you're using a comma to splice together two units that should probably be separate sentences. The cat slept on the couch, comma, he's lazy. That's an error. These two thoughts should either be made into separate sentences, the cat slept on the couch, period, he's lazy, or they should be connected by a word like because, the cat slept on the couch because he's lazy, or you could even connect them with a semicolon. But using a comma here does constitute the error known as a comma splice. The comma error I noticed most appears at the beginning of almost every personal email I get. They begin "Hi June" or "Hello June" with a comma after June, but not before it. Now, I think people who do this do so because they know that "Dear June" could be punctuated that way, with a comma after, but not before June. But "Dear June" and "Hello June" are grammatically different. "Dear June" forms a single noun phrase, with "dear" working as an adjective. But "Hello June" forms a complete thought. "Hello June" can stand alone as a sentence. "Hello" is not working like an adjective to modify June. They're separate. So the name, which we call a direct address in cases like this, should be separated from "hello" with a comma. And that's why I advocate writing emails that begin with the greeting "Hello, comma, June, period."